Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. This is where we talk some fellowship. We're your host, Dan Schaefer, and I'm sitting here with the number one podcast host this side of the Arkansas River.
Oh gosh, this is just getting awkward. Hey everybody, I'm Amy Scrivanos.
Amy, you see what I did there? I said, this is Fellowship Talks. This is where we talk some fellowship.
Yeah. We might have to work on that a little.
All right. Anyway, this is Fellowship Talks, the only podcast made specifically for the people of Fellowship Bible Church in Central Arkansas.
That's right. We're one church in three locations, Cabot, Little Rock, and Benton. And we love all of our listeners out there. Some of you aren't even part of our church. And if you don't attend a church and you live in Central Arkansas, we'd love to invite you to come worship with us on Sundays.
Yeah, that's good, Amy. I don't think we said that enough here on Fellowship Talks. We have services at all three locations at 9 and 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And we love our listeners. So our desire is to share stories with you about what God is doing around these walls and through the hearts of our people here. Our mission is to go after those who don't yet know Jesus and to make disciples. So basically helping other people follow Jesus, just like
we are. That's right. Yeah. So don't forget that you can email us here at Fellowship Talks. Send us your emails at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com. So do you have a story of what God is doing in your life or in your D group? We'd love to talk with you and get you to come sit in here with us and just hear more about it.
That's right, Amy. We spent a lot of time in this recording studio. What number episode is this now? Like around 23 or something.
So
that means we spent probably about 23 hours in this recording studio. And I'm losing strength on how to introduce our guests. So I guess I'm just going to go ahead and make that hard shift to introduce our guests today.
Oh, hold on. We can do this. So you know what? We talk a lot about having three campuses, but we actually have a fourth campus that meets here on the Little Rock campus. That's Fellowship Espanol. And Fellowship Espanol is pastored by Daniel Brand and Brian Montesero. And Daniel's in Guatemala right now, but Brian's here with us. So welcome to Fellowship Talks, Brian.
Thank you, guys. I really do appreciate you having me on the podcast. This conversation sounds great. I've heard it a number of times, and I'm just really honored and blessed to be a part of it tonight.
Yeah.
And I think we missed your last name there, so I want to be clear. Brian Monteroso.
I'll give Amy a...
Oh, no. Did I totally butcher it? I should do better. I have a hard last name, too.
And letters is hard with the rolling R's. It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
Monteroso.
All right. Oh, gosh. I'll Brian practice.
Yeah. Let's hear your rolling R, Amy.
Monteroso?
Oh, there you go.
Monteroso.
Well, I get in trouble even for my own name because it's Greek, and I say it very Arkansas-like, Scrivanos. And if I talk to a Greek person, they'll say, no, Scrivanos.
Oh, right.
And, I got to work on my own name.
I totally feel you there.
Brian, it's good to have you here sitting with us here in the recording studio. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your family, and what brought you to Fellowship?
Absolutely. Well, I'm originally from New York. I was born in New York, raised in California. Decided to move to Guatemala with my family to plant a church there. That's where my ministry work started, founding church, planting churches, and pretty much a home gathering setting with my dad. Then met my wife, got married there in Guatemala. Had already run into Daniel a number of times. We decided to partner up, and the opportunity came to come to Little Rock, and I'm like, Lord, this is it. So we got back to Little Rock. It's been really interesting for my wife. She's never left Guatemala before, or her family. As you guys know, Latino culture is really close on family, so it was really hard for her family and for her to be away, you know, miles away from each other. But well, she's found a family here with you guys, with Fellowship Espanol, and she's feeling a whole lot more comforted and just joyful overall. And so it's been quite the experience, and it's been quite the venture, and I just praise God for it.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you known Daniel?
Oh, I've known him since I was about 15 or 16 years old. They were good friends with my dad. They went to seminary together, and so we've known each other for some time now.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad that y'all are here. And I know that had to be such a transition for Paola.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
you got it.
Yeah, I worked on her name when I first met her. So. And just learning English. I know we've talked some about that. Did she know any English before coming to the United States?
She knew some. She was she would understand more than she could speak. And well, that just served for me kind of an idea of what most of our Latino culture here in Arkansas are struggling with.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was rough. But throughout the number of months she's been here, it's just been improving and it's just been getting a whole lot better.
Wow.
You guys have recently had a baby too, right?
That's right. Our little Carlo, he's about to turn 7 months next week. So
all right.
Really excited about that.
So
he's
precious.
Yeah, so he's a healthy baby and we're just proud of him and grateful to God for him.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about Fellowship Español and how that got started and why and just kind of the heart behind that.
Well, as in Little Rock, you could just walk around or drive around and you'll start seeing our Latino Hispanic culture grow. And there's a cultural difference. There's a language difference between what's going on here in Fellowship Bible Church and the need for the Latino culture to be reached. So as a desire to reach those that are of a Spanish-speaking language or that have that opportunity or that to be bilingual also, that Fellowship Español was birthed. I love the fact that that is the Latino culture is a growing culture here. I think we're right on time for it. L.A., where I've grown up, New York, Texas, all these other cities are already grown in the Latino population. This is a really neat opportunity to kind of start this off together as they grow alongside, kind of founding it together. So that's been one of the main things. And we've come to see how there's we have Latino culture that speaks only Spanish, Latino culture that speaks only English, and Latino culture that speaks both. So that kind of led us to think about having Fellowship Español be a bilingual campus, which is how we pretty much decided to minister to them. So first generation parents come in, they can understand if they only speak Spanish. The second, third generation kids that sometimes only speak English can understand as well and join in worship.
Yeah. Help me understand this. You use the word Latino and Hispanic, and I'm sure a lot of people already know this, but does that mean the same thing, or are you talking about two different people when you're talking Latino and Hispanic?
Well, mainly Latino refers to the region, Latin America,
okay.
Hispanic to the Hispanic-speaking language from Espanol. So that's basically where it's pretty much referring to both cultures, to the same culture.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Gotcha.
So we've heard some incredible stories about what God's been doing with Fellowship Español over the last year. What's something that stands out to you that you could share with us about what God's doing there?
Well, one thing in general for now, I can think of just so many people come in from their countries, leaving their families and yearning for a family setting, for a feeling at home, in a sense, if you will, mm-hmm. at home where they're not in their home. So that's opened the opportunity for Fellowship Español to become a family, to become a home for these people that are pretty much searching for this. And that allows them to be a part of something, of God's family. And as they walk into this building, walk into the doors, and they find greeters speak to them in English, and then greeters who speak to them in Spanish, they feel a sense of love, a sense of being belonging to something. So that's been something that's been really helpful. That allows them to invite more family, invite neighbors to say, hey, there's this great place where we can come and worship and be a family together. There's people, we don't understand what they're saying, but they seem to love us. They seem to embrace us either way. So it's at first there's a certain hesitance, like, oh, what's this like? What does this look like? And, just last Sunday, sermons of Acts during our worship services have been really calling people to go after the one to actually proclaim the gospel, and that they've been moved to do that. And so we had this new family come in, and we kind of talked a little bit about that again. He's like, that you were talking about was what moved this family to invite me. And it's what's moving me to invite this other family to join us. So it's really neat to hear that kind of response on behalf of multiple families. Mm-hmm. I have that heart desire now. So it's really, we have people from Cuba who meet Cubans, which is really, 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 it's a really small population. So just that in itself is really powerful. So they gather because they're Cuban, but that then in turn turns into an opportunity for them to come to our fellowship community. And it's been really great to see how that grows also. It's really neat to see how the barriers of language, of culture, just are broken because of love, because of family, because of community, because of the desire to grow each other in the multiple and different experiences that we're going through.
Yeah. So Fellowship Espanol meets for services right now on Sunday morning at 11 on the Little Rock campus in the Fellowship Student Ministry area.
That's right.
So, but you guys didn't start here on this campus. How long ago did Fellowship Espanol get started, and how did you get started?
So we started last year in fall. That's when we officially launched here on campus, and on Little Rock, on the Little Rock campus. But before that, we had started about a year ago, gathering in homes. We know the importance of a family and home setting for the Latino culture, which is why we decided to take that route and just build up our leadership, build up a solid foundation for when we did open the doors of the church in the FSM area where we're gathering at 11. When we did open that opportunity and people started coming in, we had a foundation of solid Christians, solid disciples who are seeking to serve. So we started off gathering in Dave Kella's home, which was a number of us. We started off with about four families, and that in turn started to grow little by little till there were about 80 people in that home.
Oh, wow.
And God blessed with those numbers. And then we were like, all right, I think it's about time to open another home, which we did. We opened a third home. A second and a third home, which were the Mosses and the Myers opened their home. And now we're opening ours, the Monterroso home. So God's been blessing through people coming in. And so the home setting, what we do is we have dinner, we have fellowship, we remember Christ, what he's done for us through proclaiming the gospel with what we say in there and what we do in there. We love on first-time guests, we love on them, and we make them feel part of the family. And that's pretty much how we started, and that's how God started to bless the whole Fellowship Espanol campus. And as we saw the group growing, we're like, all right, it's about time to celebrate together. It's about time for all of the homes to get together and worship. Worship our one true God, worship the God of different cultures, worship the God that it can be worshiped in multiple languages. And that's what we do. That's what we do at 11 every Sunday morning, where we just gather, pray for each other, praise God for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. We worship, we listen to God's word, and we grow together and head on out and go on mission, live out a mission lifestyle.
And am I right that really your growth has come through individuals inviting other individuals to come? They've really done the going after the one of just looking for people.
Absolutely.
I know you've shared stories with me about just being in a restaurant and just starting conversation with someone and inviting them. Do you have a story like that you can kind of give us an example of how you all have invited people in?
Right. So I'll give the example of the Cuban family. So this family from Cuba came to Arkansas. They've been great. The Ravellos is their last name. And
hey, Ravellos.
Yeah, they're Apache and Julie Ravello. They've been working hard for here in the country. Bachi's a barber, which has enabled him to meet a lot of people. And one of those people that he met was were the Pupos. That's Christina and their children, Victoria and Giancarlo Pupo. And so they're like, well, we just love the Cuban Cuban culture. And we heard there's a Cuban around here in one of these barber shops, and they directed him to Bachi. So one Saturday morning, they went off to meet Bachi. And, you know, if you know Bachi, he's got this great smile, this great personality, just welcoming and embraces you, just on day one. He makes you feel at home just with his presence. And so he's like, "Hey guys, what can I do for you? Like, well, we heard about you guys. We heard that you're working here." He's like, "Well, yeah, and he cut their hair and he invited them over to our gathering, our afternoon home gatherings. And in turn, now the family has been baptized. They're being discipled. They've accepted the gospel. They're full on for Christ. And it's just a matter of having a willing heart of just going out and about, doing your thing, work, school, errands, supermarket, whatever, with a gospel-centered mind, and having every encounter that walks before you as an opportunity of spreading the gospel, of talking about Jesus. There's so much hurt out there. There's people doing their things, but with hurt, with pain, with sorrow, with anger in their hearts. And when they run into somebody like Bachi, when they run into somebody like you guys, and they see and they feel, they can perceive Christ's love, that's attractive, that's impactful. And that just opens a huge door for us to take them in and walk them one-on-one through the gospel and into a family. And we have a number of other stories. You've heard me speak about the Tolas, where Paola and I were out on our anniversary, and we're like, we're going to go celebrate our marriage. And we're going to go celebrate and thank God for what he's done. So we went out to dinner, I noticed one of our waiters was Hispanic, and Paola's like, "Who are you smiling at?" And it's that guy. Look, he kind of looks a little Guatemalan even. And it turned, we just started a conversation. He's from Bolivia, Hector Tola. He's from Bolivia. And so we just started off a conversation, and I told him, "Hey, so you should come and visit. You know, we gather every Sunday afternoon." At that time, we just gather at the Kella's home. I said, you should come visit us where we have dinner. And he's like, "You know what? I'd really like to do that. Here in Little Rock, I haven't found many Bolivians. I'd just love to hang out and be with some Latinos." So that kind of birthed that relationship. And today, he's one of our leaders. It's really neat to see how before he wanted nothing to do with Christ, with the Word. He rejected that completely. His wife would pray for him. Every day in tears for God to transform his heart. And he came to Christ, he was baptized, and he's one of the guys that's on fire for Christ right now.
That's
incredible. And it's really neat to see how they bring in more families and they bring in more people to our Fellowship Español community. And stories like that just enable us, empower us to use what God has given us, our time, our resources, our the family we're in, the neighborhood we're in, the area we're in, to just meet those and talk to them about Christ.
Yeah, so what I hear just in that last story with Hector was you had no idea what was going on in the background, right? You had no
Absolutely
idea his
not,
wife
no.
is praying and mm-hmm. asking God to save Hector mm-hmm. and to call him, and you just were willing just to say a few words to Hector and invite him into your home.
Yeah, that's one thing we've learned is how God is in behind the sorrow, the anger, and all these issues, divisions in families that are going on. God is working, and he's paving the way for these divine encounters for us to kind of just finish that work that he starts. And he does the transformation, and we're just vessels. It's just a matter of being obedient to that call. And it's just beautiful. It's a blessing to sit back and watch him work and know that you're being used by him. It's really, it's really neat. It's a really humbling experience. And it just makes you want to do it more for him.
Right.
Be a part of his mission, but part of his way.
Yeah, so a lot of us on the other campuses, Cabot, Little Rock, and Benton, we meet Latinos and Hispanics just in our regular life. And maybe we don't think as missionally about it because there's a language barrier. But when we are speaking with some of these people, how is it, how can we play a part in inviting them to our Fellowship Español campus?
Wait, that's a great question. By the way, we're working on some little cards for our English speaking campuses that we're going to have in each of your connection centers. So you can just hand them out and say something in Spanish, Jesus te ama, Jesus loves you, and hand over that information with our gathering information, with our Daniel and myself's phone number or contact information. So it's just a matter of taking advantage of those tools or just call us, let us know. Hey, so we've had a number of people call us to the office. So there's this person I know, or there's this employee that works with me, or that comes does my lawn, or and that I've met at a restaurant, or I met at a Target, and I don't know what to do. I just got his number here. Take this. And so I think that's great. That's beautiful because the mission field is here amongst ourselves also. And it's we're enabling that pretty soon for all you guys, and that's one way we can work together.
That's great.
That is a really good resource. I really appreciate that because I've felt that several times. And speaking no Spanish myself, as I come in contact with people and I want to invite them, then that'll be a great resource to have.
Well, can we practice right now? How do you say that? Jesus.
Jesus te ama.
Jesus te ama.
Jesus te ama.
There you go, right on.
Jesus te ama.
All right. B plus.
I'll keep working on mine.
We need a little more education here. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. So how can we just be praying for you guys? What are the things that you're praying for right now, you're dreaming about, and hoping to see that, you know, how God would move?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that, because much prayer is needed. God is working, and a great deal. But along with growth comes a lot of tension, a lot of persecution. And that's something that we've been able to feel. We pray for a more solid foundation when it comes to leadership. A lot of our people come in and are in a transient situation where they come just to work, for example, just to get by. And that's their mindset, which is great. It's a great goal. But there's more to life sometimes than just, not sometimes, there's more to life than just working. There's Jesus Christ in your family, Jesus Christ in your own life, and how that salvation comes in and eternity comes in through it. So we pray for a lot of people that come in with that desire to just show up maybe and just do the church and then go on about work without and forgetting of their mission. Because of the responsibilities they have. So we just want to pray for God to start working and building up more leaders and more leaders for when more and more people start coming in. There's a solid foundation of leaders ready to tend and to work and to build these other Christians, these new disciples up. Also, there's a lot of fear going on because the different immigration issues going on. There's a lot of restlessness, a lot of overall fear and that God give us wisdom to kind of speak into their lives. We understand clearly that there are authorities, there are laws, and that's one of the things we're speaking into, really, of abiding by them and what that means for them and their families. So that can be a very tense really hard issue to address also. So that God give us wisdom and just humility and discernment as to how to deal with these situations also. And overall, there's a lot of desire to serve. There's a lot of fire going and desire to just a passionate desire to serve, so that God may continue to rekindle and form that fire in each and every one of the Fellowship Español crew. We have a desire to start a campus where we'll be pretty much set out. Where exactly, we're not. We're just praying about that still, because. We want a position, we want a place that is good for our Latino culture and good for our Little Rock campus or any other group of people who want to join in and partner with us also. So we might maintain that balance as well. So we're praying for that. We're praying for what God has in store for that. And pretty much the desire to have a place where they can come and just train up as leaders, be built up as leaders, be built up and be given the tools to allow them to do that. So that's one of the dreams we have. There's a lot of things that when I hear Upward Soccer, when I hear Family Fest, my heart starts beating. I'm like, this is a great opportunity to just have families come in and prepare these hearts God, that's my prayer, prepare their hearts for when they do come to these activities, and where they're ready to embrace them, where they're ready to share Christ's love. Like I said, there's a lot of need out there, and we're a major piece for this.
Yeah, that's great. So as Fellowship finds themselves on Little Rock campus on Sundays, are we allowed to come visit your campus?
Absolutely.
Your services? Would you guys welcome the rest of us to visit and see what you guys are doing, what God is doing in your services?
Of course, we'd love to have you. And like I've said before, it's bilingual, so you'll walk in there understanding what's going on. The music is Spanish and English. The sermon, the teaching is Spanish and English. Everything is bilingual, again, because of the barriers or the context certain families are in. We have couples where the wife is American and the husband is Latino. So we have all these different factors that allow us to be a bilingual campus. So you're more than welcome. We've had multiple American families come in with people they've met, you know, on the street, and they're Latino, so they come alongside them and for a couple of Sundays, and then they go to their campus, their venues. So you're more than welcome. We'd love to have you worship with us also and learn a little Spanish also.
Well, Brian, it's been great to have you here on the podcast today. And I was wondering, as we close, for all of our Latino brothers and sisters out there, would you be willing just to pray for them in your native language?
Absolutely. I'd love to pray in Spanish. That'd be great. Padre Celestial, damos muchas gracias porque tú eres tan bueno con nosotros. Permites que barreras de idioma sean derribadas. Permites que barreras de cultura sean derribadas. Todo por amor a ti, Jesús. Bendice a Fellowship Bible Church. Bendice a Fellowship Español. Mientras trabajamos juntos para tu gloria, para tu reino. Gracias te damos porque eres fiel, has sido fiel y seguirás siendo fiel. Úsanos, Padre. Usa cada uno de nosotros. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amen.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, thank you guys.
Until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.